For some reason or another, I held off on buying IBM 1401, a user's manual, right away. The reviews that I read on the piece were somewhat spotty, and while I enjoyed Johan Johansson's first two albums, Englebarn and Virthalege Farastar, his more recent Dies album left me a bit cold. As it turns out, I was a bit dumb for not seeking out this album a little earlier, as it's another gorgeous modern classical entry from Johansson. The story behind the release is interesting, and definitely worth retelling, as Johansson's father worked for IBM in Iceland roughly 40 years back when they got their first 1401 data processing system. Also a musician, his father managed to program the machine so that it emitted electromagnetic waves in patterns that could be picked up by radio receivers. When the machine was put out of commission and replaced roughly 5 years later, his dad gave it a little ceremony that included playing some of the music he'd written for it. Those tracks were recorded, and Johan Johansson discovered them a couple years back and used them as starting points, which then developed into dance pieces in collaborations with choreographer Erna Olmosdotter. Eventually, Johansson developed the pieces even further, filling them out with a full orchestra. The result is this recorded album. Part 1, IBM 1401 Processing Unit, opens the release very slowly, with a somewhat gritty-sounding 8-note melody from the IBM, before an elegant string movement both accents the melody and fades away at times to leave it playing by itself. About halfway through, a ripple of cold electronics brings the piece to a high point before it closes in the same manner it began. Part 2, IBM 1403 Printer, follows, and it's even more sparse and stunning, with ringing bell notes and soft strings juxtaposed with samples of maintenance instructions for the old printer itself. In combination with spectacular pacing, the odd musical pairing, along with some spectral blips and bleeps, makes for what might be the finest track of the release.
Atomize some IBM 6 on the brush and contact emitters.
Both Part 3, IBM 1402 Card Read Punch, and Part 4, IBM 729-2 Magnetic Tape Unit, both take on similar feels and find the album at its most grandiose in terms of orchestral instrumentation, as huge swells of dramatic strings pull and tug at the listener, while odd little electronic effects, like thunderous bass hits and glistening bells, and other scrambled voices, creep into the mix in places and keep things from getting too glossy. With a vocoder voice, Part 5, The Sun's Gone Dim and the Skies Turn Black, not only sounds a lot like the opening track from his Englebarn album, but reminds one a bit of the slow singing shutdown of the HAL 9000 computer from 2001 A Space Odyssey. It's a touching close to the technologically touched classical album, and finds Johansson back on solid ground after the aforementioned Dies. A great story behind it, lovely packaging, and another outstanding effort from this young composer.